It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police in Beaver County are investigating a possible murder. They say the suspect told them he thought he was helping to protect other people inside the victim's own home. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, Senate Republicans blocked a bill that would have kept the government funded and lifted the debt ceiling. Democrats are likely to present the bill and try again. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Two new freeway crashes, one westbound I-80 with two vehicles over to the right shoulder as you're approaching State Street. Then on southbound I-15, a crash in Murray, 4500 south on the left shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoky skies today with extra warm temperatures, but a cool down is coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Sunshine 86 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
R. Kelly could be sentenced to decades in prison now that a New York jury's convicted the R&B star on federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges. More from ABC's Stephanie Ross.
R. Kelly is scheduled to be sentenced May 4th of 2022. Prosecutors today said Kelly faces a mandatory minimum of 10 years behind bars and up to life in prison.
Prosecutors also say Kelly led a criminal enterprise of managers, bodyguards, and other employees to recruit and abuse women, underage girls, and a teenage boy. A test vote in the Senate on a spending bill to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month failed to get the 60 votes it needed to pass. In New York, hospitals and nursing homes are bracing for staff shortages now that employees who refuse to get COVID-19 vaccines could be suspended or fired.
This is so unnecessary. And I just want to appeal to the individuals to know that, you know, your coworkers want you to do this.
Governor Kathy Hochul, it's one of the many state mandates taking effect. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in depth.
Heart of Utah on Utah's Morning News.
Last month, we brought you the story of Kyle Brown, an elite cyclist from Farmington diagnosed with terminal ALS who vowed to compete in a half Ironman. Kyle has now finished that race. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has his story in this Heart of Utah report.
Kyle's first symptoms were slight and started just late last year.
I had trouble pronouncing parts of just a couple words. Very slight. Nobody had could hear anything but me.
He's been diagnosed with aggressive bulbar ALS, and doctors have given him 18 months to live. But live is what he's vowed to do.
I'm going to start the race. I'm going to finish if it kills me, and it might, but it doesn't matter.
Kyle qualified for this half Ironman in May. This is the World Championships. Before the race, Kyle was nervous.
The ALS, it affects your throat, so when your throat switches between breathing and swallowing, your body does it in an instant. Mine doesn't. It's slow, so if I swallow water, I choke.
Last Saturday, the sun rose over Sand Hollow Reservoir. Kyle waits in a white race kit wearing number 179 to honor a fellow triathlete named John Blaze.
It's always been and it always will be. And I think
Blaze is the only man to do a full Ironman with ALS.
His doctor said, if you're going to finish that, you can't do it. They're going to have to roll you across the finish line. So he said, all right.
Triathletes now call that the Blaze Man Roll.
I become friends with his parents. So they contacted Iron Man and said, can Kyle wear his number?
That number propelled him into the water for the 1.2-mile swim. Early on, Kyle says he struggled.
I was throwing up the whole time in the water on the bike.
56 miles on the bike through the grueling hilly red rocks of St. George. The run, 13.1 miles, with every step growing more weary. But finally, after 5.5 hours, Kyle's Blaze Man Roll was in sight.
Kyle Brown, coming from Utah. Come on, Kyle, we're here for you.
Kyle's legs cramping, and two steps from the finish line.
Where John Blaze's number.
collapsed, head in his hands, and just sobbed.
Kyle, you're finished. You did the John Blaze role. It has to be an experience of a lifetime.
Kyle, then holding up a white flag with the website stopals.org.
It's too late for me, but maybe not for someone you love. A cure for ALS is close.
Kyle's final message, go out and live. When you're faced with tragedy, he says, you can come alive or you can come undone.
I hate to say this, but I can die happy. I really can. I'm not lacking anything. I haven't missed out on a thing.
For Heart of Utah, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Amazing and inspiring. KSL News Time 551. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound on I-15, lingering slowdowns between 5300 and 90th South. We also have a little bit of residual backup from a crash westbound I-80 at State Street. But the accident is out of traffic to the right shoulder. A new accident popping up at 4100 West, 3400 South. Michelle?
Well, the crash southbound I-15 in Linden has cleared the delays. If not, you're going to pick those up right about to Pioneer Crossing in American Fork. Also seeing some slowdowns on Pioneer Crossing itself, going between I-15 and Redwood Road in Saratoga Springs. And again, for drivers up in Summit County, we still have slowdowns. This is northbound Highway 40 approaching I-80. Steve?
And a bit of a slow ride right now if you're on southbound Foothill Drive, traveling between 13th and 21st South, northbound I-15. Delays in Davis County, Layton up to Clearfield. Northbound Highway 89 still a bit busy there. In fact, packed in, shall we say, from SR-193 up to the I-84 ramps. Southbound Highway 89 slowdowns through Uinta from Skyline Drive down to I-84 as well. Celebrate and be blown away with 50 years of spectacular entertainment. BYU Spectacular, October 7th and 8th, featuring Brian Stokes Mitchell. Celebration of arts, sports, and more. Tickets on sale at BYUtickets.com. Steve Carlson and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast with a change in the weather coming, Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a beautiful day with temperatures in the upper 80s, still smoky, moderately unhealthy air quality is the story, and it's going to stay that way for one more day. Tonight, 60 degrees for the low, increasing clouds as we watch a cold front move through the area Tuesday morning. That'll drop temperatures into the 70s, bring us a slight chance for a few scattered showers, but a better chance for rain from Provo south into central Utah. Even cooler on Wednesday, 62 for the high and partly cloudy skies early. Back to sunshine by the afternoon and then upper 60s on Thursday. Plenty of sunshine and 70s to finish the week and go through the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 86 degrees. KSL News Time 5:53.
Well, everybody's heading back to school, and we've got a long summertime of wear and tear on your home. Kids in and out, pets in and out, in the rearview mirror now. That's why this is the perfect time of year. This change of the seasons, it's the time to call Zero Res, who can really take care of that wear and tear on your home. Residue is a dirt magnet. It attracts dirt right back down into the carpet fibers, causing spots to reappear. Your carpet will get dirtier faster, and that's why Zero Res leaves zero residue behind. A revolutionary cleaning process that cleans better than soap, and it's safe for your kids and your pets. Why don't you give them a call right now? Put them to work for you, especially with this great deal. Only $33 per room, plus a fourth room is cleaned for free. When you make your appointment now, 801-288-9376, or go to ZeroResSaltLake.com or ZeroResDavisWeber.com.
You've done the things you're supposed to do. You know, the big plan, you got married, bought the little fixer-upper, had your 2.5 kids, and life is grand. Until it's not. So if something happens to you, who's going to take care of your kids? What's going to happen to them? Who takes care of that fixer-upper and everything in it? That's where estate planning helps. Have you thought about a will and trust? Look around at your life. Maybe it's time for that plan as well. Don't let a judge decide for you. You need your own estate plan. Call to schedule your free consultation, and VF Law will give you $200 off your estate planning. Initial consultation with VF Law can be done over Zoom, the phone, or their attorney can come to you. Go to utestateplanner.com and register for the live event October 7th to find out more about estate planning. Or call VF Law and schedule your free consultation. For more, visit VF Law at utestateplanner.com. That's utestateplanner.com.
We're live with Utah's 2021 Best of State winner, Black Diamond Experts. How you feeling, champ?
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for electrical. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for plumbing. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for HVAC services. We won for all three services this year.
And this isn't the first time you've won Utah's Best of State award.
That's a fact, Jack. We won 7 Utah Best of State awards over the last 4 years, brother. We're winning because we're giving Utah award-winning service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. You're the champ when you have Black Diamond Experts in your corner.
Strong words from the undisputed king of Utah's home service industry, Black Diamond Experts. Call them today at 801-251-1515 or schedule online at bdexperts.com.
Schedule online at bdexperts.com.
KSL News Time 5:56. Cougar Tracks now on KSL, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. And here's Mitch Harper.
BYU improved to 4-0 after defeating USF 35-27. They did it with backup quarterback Baylor Romney, who got the start in replace of an injured Jaron Hall. It was a game where BYU was a sizable favorite. They let the Bulls turn it into a one-score game. A win is a win, though, for Kalani Sitake.
Disappointed, but thankful we got the win. Told our guys that no long faces in the locker room. You know, we want to play our best. I don't think we played our best as a complete team, but I think there's some really promising things considering, you know, with our backup quarterback, some really good things that we saw on the field.
The win was still enough for BYU to move up 2 spots in the AP Top 25 poll to number 13 in the latest rankings. BYU now shifts their focus to the Battle of the Old Wagon Wheel against Utah State this Friday night in Logan. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.